You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
2016 was a big year for celebrity deaths. The amount of famous people passing was seemingly bigger than normal, while the scale of public mourning online was more extensive than ever. But what drives people to mourn celebrities on social media? And has social media changed how we respond to the deaths of famous people? Well, Associate Professor Rebecca Kern is a lecturer and researcher in media at Manhattan College in New York. She has studied the phenomenon that is the collective mourning of celebrities through social media. I spoke to her earlier, and I began by asking whether 2016 was the year that the collective mourning of celebrities on social media took off.
2016, I think, was, I don't know if it was an unusual year. I think that it so much happened in 2016. I think at least some people that I knew and just in general, so many celebrities passed. And it's not that, you know, celebrities are not passed in years past, obviously, but so much happened so quickly. And perhaps they happened in such a rapid succession. And it sort of came to a culmination, and people were sort of almost worried that we were going to lose so many more before the 31st. and it almost became this, gosh, who's next moment. And I think because of that, and the fact that social media has become this place where we all are able to mourn at a distance, and it is this global space. It isn't just, you know, the place where we all come together at the roadside or come together in the town square, which has been talked about by other scholars for quite some time. But the fact that we can do this globally, the fact that all over the world people have loved so many of these people, and because we lost so many people so quickly, everybody has mourned in such, like, almost in greater detail and in greater quantity, that as one person died after another in such rapid succession, globally the world sort of came together, and so much other sort of sadness in other sort of global atrocities that happened, to have this happen on top of it, I think it's brought us closer in certain regards. And allowed us to discover each other in different ways and to find a space where we can talk and open up, not feel alone, to reach out, find people who are like-minded, who share our joys, our fears, obviously our loves in somebody who we found to be very special, whether it was a musician, an actor, or an actress. You know, anybody who was some sort of celebrity in so many different ways, and, you know, so many of them happened, obviously, in the last 2 months, that, you know, I think it was rather shocking for most people.
Because in many respects, some of the mourning is as deep as that associated with the loss of a family member or a close friend.
Yes, I mean, that has sort of, you know, I wouldn't put that in a celebrity status, obviously, but there has been a lot of that, and a lot of the other research that I have done with my colleagues has looked at that separately. And, you know, mourning pages have been set up for close friends and family members for quite some time. I think what happens also is that, you know, pages often are not set up for people that we expect are going to die, always. I mean, that isn't always true. But often for unexpected deaths, that we do this when we are shocked by a death. You know, at least some of the very initial research that my colleagues and I did a number of years ago found that these mourning pages, were established initially particularly for unexpected or violent deaths, particularly for people who are younger. So we're not talking about mourning pages set up for people who were, for our grandparents, for example. Now, this isn't necessarily surprising given who uses Facebook or some of the newer social media outlets, but the idea that we would do this for an unexpected death also, I think, helps us to find a place to put our shock, to find a place to they don't know who to turn to. And so if a family member dies suddenly, or if a parent dies suddenly, we do this for a couple of different reasons. And I'm in the process now of actually interviewing people who may have created a page or have posted the pages to find out why they do this. And I've only started this research, but my initial findings have been that some do it out of obligation, and some do it because they don't want to believe that the person has passed, because it's a way for them to kind of feel like the person's still out there, even though they know that the person's not. But so there's multiple reasons why I think we do this. Sort of celebrities is sort of a different space, because we do it on a sort of fan base, and a way to connect with other fans. Or family members, we do this because it's such a shocking feeling of such immense loss to have that person that was so close to us in our lives no longer there.
Do you think social media has changed how we mourn celebrities?
Well, I think it has. I mean, you know, I think for a celebrity prior, you know, I think back to one of the early studies I ever read, and I think about when this happened, and you'll probably remember this as well. And I think about when people like Princess Diana died, for example, and this was always one that sort of stuck out in my mind. You know, everybody, and people still do this, of course, they'll go to a place where, with a prominent location, people lay flowers, they lay other mementos, other tokens. But now, we can't, most of us can't get to those places. You know, if we don't live there, that's very difficult. And we're in a global information society, and you know, so much that happens all over the world, and people and celebrities touch our lives in so many different ways and places, that, you know, we love celebrities that live halfway or all around the world and are constantly in front of us on television screens or on the radio, or you find them in books, you know, or written about in books and magazines, and they are in our homes, they're in our lives, they've become our friends, you know, in some ways. And as our piece talks about, we sort of have a parasocial relationship with them in such a way that we think about them as not necessarily family members, but as friends. And because of that and our closeness to them, social media connects us in a different way. So if we can't get to where they were, social media does sort of that same thing. Twitter has, and I'm using Twitter just as another example, allows us, you know, to have kind of what we think are real-time conversations with a lot of these people, even though it's probably not them having the conversation back. But a fan page or a page that people can set up, and there's often many of these, allows us to feel like we are the biggest fan, that this is, that, you know, we have connected the most with this person, and we know more about the celebrity than anybody else. So when somebody dies, or when that celebrity dies, we can create a memorial page that's unlike any memorial page that's ever existed. It is the virtual site, the virtual shrine. It is sort of like that space that we go to lay the flowers.
Just finally, do you expect now that with the ubiquity of social media that this sort of collective mourning will only get bigger from here?
Probably. You know, it's. I think it's hard. Yes, I do think it's going to grow. I don't think that people are going to stop doing this. I think that in some ways we don't even know the extent of where social media is going to go. I mean, I think that we're probably going to go well beyond where Facebook has taken us. You know, I find at the moment I'm sort of fascinated by Facebook only because it allows us to do multiple things. You know, we can post messages, we can send video, we, you know, post video, we can send, you know, post pictures, we can do all sorts of things. And people can, we can then, as the individual and the sort of the creator, can step back and it can take on a life of its own where we don't even have to be involved anymore. And it doesn't even have to be managed necessarily, although it probably should be, because things can get very nasty sometimes. But with new forms of social media happening all the time, you know, I think that it will grow, and I think we don't even know yet where that will go and where it will take us.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.